is a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And by Starwood Motors, six candidates. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town in the next week. Candidate number one is tonight at the aforementioned Granada Theater. It's local girl Erica Badu.
Erica Badu? No.
It's her birthday celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is her birthday today. She turns 41.
This is her birthday party.
Uh-oh. Everybody on this show is so damn impatient.
Where's the chorus?
That's right.
I'm the producer here. Can we go ahead and pull down George Dunham's track?
Why?
I just don't know that he added too much to the song.
I'm echoing her thoughts.
She's best known for her role in the rise of the neo-soul subgenre.
I'm just now hearing about this subgenre.
She's the queen of neo-soul, or the first lady of neo-soul. She's won a Grammy, or two.
Was she stripped down naked on the streets of Dallas?
Yes. Yeah. Showed her Janet Jackson boobs.
Okay. That's right.
Is that Michael Irvin doing the...
That's candidate number one, Erica Badu with Michael Irvin tonight at the Granada.
Oh, here he is. Don't stop, a freak, freak. That was a very minimal part there.
Have we hit the chorus?
Candidate two, Thursday night at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington, Clint Black. Country performers.
Can wave your signs and protest against America taking stands. The stands America's taking are the reason that you can. If everyone would go for peace, there'd be no need for
He just had a birthday, turned 51.
You can't ignore the devil, he'll keep coming back for more. Some see this in black and white. Others only gray. We're not begging for a fight. No matter
what. He's had 19 number one hits, the most recent 1999. It's been a while.
That should put them all to shame.
Here you listen to this one.
A different kind of deadline when I'm called in the game. I rack them up and I roll.
Jeez.
I'm back and I'm a high.
The first five singles he released in his career went to number one. It's pretty good.
Yeah. He was huge 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm. Is he still married to Lisa Hartman?
I believe so.
Yeah, I
anybody seen
married.
Her lately?
No, but I loved her.
Man.
I
was young.
What is that? Why? Well, she's from here, right?
Is she not holding up?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her forever.
Wait, which one's Lisa Hartman?
Beautiful Blonde?
Yeah,
she was on Knott's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she may be Ticket's own. I think that... Didn't she host one of those New Year's Eve deals with me?
Really?
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Lisa Hartman?
No, that's a different one. Sorry.
Good job, Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still still married. They've been married since 91. All right,
good.
Candidate three, Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, God.
Right.
Go watch
it.
Yeah. Oh, God, lose weight. Oh, stupid.
I like her. Tremendous voice.
So, the songs suck, therefore no good at all.
Hey.
What about her cowboy song?
What's that?
Oh, I don't really like this song.
Oh, God, not enough acoustic guitar!
Silver, blue, or white, away your heart. Sounded like it kind of floated away on that comment.
It doesn't matter who you are. You know we're coming when you see the star. We're laying down tracks, you're never gonna walk in.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're busy watching.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And...
So she is engaged to Brandon Blackstock, who is Reba McEntire's stepson.
Really?
Yeah. And Reba has been her mentor all of her years.
Yeah. I saw that dude with her at the Grammys.
I thought Revo was a writer for...
No, it's Revo.
Come on.
It's Reba. We're talking about the Channel 8 sports reporter, Reba. All right, but I think we all like her. She seems like a sweet girl, right?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Great voice.
I like her.
She's Pearl was an elk.
Yeah.
She always shows up at Hardline remotes.
One time
at an Albertsons.
But didn't put her on the air, though.
And I don't think she was showing up for their remote. She was buying eggs. Yeah. What about eggs?
No.
I mean, that's a whole different topic.
What about eggs?
Haven't Simon and Paula and Randy all said she's had the best voice ever to come through American Idol?
I think so.
I think Simon said that.
Well, who has surpassed her from that show?
In terms of success, probably only Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. They're the two big ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Or four, how you look at it.
Carrie Underwood's... Yeah, she maybe has had a bigger career.
Did Romo collect both of those?
No. Not Kelly Clarkson.
But I think he was on stage with her, right? With Metal School. Wasn't she up there on that stage?
I don't think so.
I swear.
I think you may be onto something. I think she was one time.
Or was it Kelly Clarkson and the old guy from Saved by the Bell were up there at the same time?
I don't know.
I don't think she was on the stage with Romo and Metal School.
Let Romo and Metal School go.
I can't. I can't. Wasn't he singing Don't Stop Believing or something?
Yeah.
And wasn't he with Hulk Hogan in Metal School?
No. Or? Confusing a lot of things. All right, Candidate 4, biggest show, Saturday night, Windstar in Thackerville.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah. I want to be with you.
And didn't she invent that pump that goes on boats that gets water
out of? That's a bilge pump.
Oh.
Important to have one of those.
Yeah.
You need it in your boat.
I think bilge is a gross-sounding word. Bilge water.
Just gonna install that bilge pump.
There's the chorus once again. Chemistry was crazy from the kick-go. Neither
one of us knew why. Oh, God, please.
That's right.
No. Yeah, like an in-board or an out-board.
Sword off as a face. Said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom.
Oh, please. Come on. Get to it. So the chorus and go away.
I noticed she just had a birthday. We ought to do a segment on birthdays.
We do, every day. It's called News in the News.
There's a big theory in the world of sports that if you have a birthday in the first 4 or 5 months, that you're going to be more successful.
Wasn't that Gladwell's theory?
Yeah.
I heard that had been disproven.
Really? Well, I'm just, in my very small sample here in the world of music, Erykah Badu, born in February, Clint Black, born in February, Kelly Clarkson, April, Mary J. Blige, January.
George Harrison?
Wait, how was
yesterday?
Kelly? Oh, okay. So you're saying, what's your theory here?
I don't really know. I just think
that seems pretty in the middle of the school year there.
Well, the theory was in the Gladwell book, I think it was the first 6 months you have an advantage over the final 6 months. Because people in the final 6 months are
but it's not based on calendar year, it's based on school year.
Yeah.
Right.
Tend to be put in the next year back. Instead of the year forward, and so they're stunted or something?
No.
The
theory is that if you have a birthday in September of the school year, you know, or at the beginning of that cutoff thing that delineates which school year you go into, if you have a birthday in the beginning, you're always the tallest, you're the most developed, so you get picked for the sports, and therefore your athleticism is nurtured, where the other kids, it never gets nurtured because they were smaller on selection day, you know, for games, and also you're a little bit smarter, more developed mentally than someone who's 9 months younger than you in that same grade.
So it's September, October, November, December, as opposed to the calendar year.
Yes. It's based on school year, not calendar year.
That would have helped me.
And what
I was a youngster.
You see, I was a youngster in mine, too.
That hurt me terribly.
So that's why
and academically.
Never accomplished much, buddy.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I was always the youngest in my class by a year because I skipped kindergarten.
Struggling.
And I thank my parents for doing that.
Because the whole way through school, like when I was in eighth grade, I always thought, man, if they hadn't done that, I'd have been in seventh grade. That would have sucked. Mm-hmm. Because that class was a bunch of idiots. And I would have had one extra year of school to go through.
I was the opposite. I know I could have been a better football player or whatever. We had I been just in the grade under me.
And there's a lot of parents now who, that's become a real big thing.
Yeah.
You hold your kid back, not for really any reason, you know, well, he just naturally should be, you know, he's just not there yet. It's, no, I want that huge advantage of him being a year older against his competitors.
And let me tell you something, from a kid who was always a year younger and sometimes 2 years younger than the kids who were held back,
mm-hmm.
it's a massive gap at that age.
They get the women, they get the accomplishments, they get the mm-hmm. positions
hot
on the
tubs.
Team, they get hot tubs, soulmates, they can throw footballs over mountains.
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Palladium Ballroom, Coheed and Cambria.
I'm Coheed.
And I'm Cambria.
And together we are Coheed and Cambria.
That's about all we got.
That's a great bit y'all got there. These guys aren't bad. I saw them.
You like those plays we do?
Saw them last year. They opened for Iron Maiden. Not bad.
Oh, we don't know nothing about that metal music.
Yeah, the
what?
Marshall Sports Iron Machine is way into them.
I'm just picking. He grins.
That's right.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how heavy are they?
They're probably about a 5 or 6, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good, though. We don't have any of them?
Well, yeah, we just did our intro.
That's right.
Well, let's go, Rick. Get off our ass.
Wait, what's this crap? This ain't us.
Yeah, I don't authorize this.
This ain't Red Dirt.
Mm. All right, and finally, candidate number 6, also Sunday at the Winspear Opera House, Harry Belafonte.
Big Harry Belafonte.
He is 85.
And he's
still performing.
Does he still talk like this? Oh.
Now, he fathered Sherry Belafonte, who's pretty hot.
Oh. Hey, Harry, could you move a little closer? Harry, move a little closer to the audience, please.
He popularized Caribbean music to the point where he was dubbed King of Calypso.
What, George?
I like this stuff. You don't like this stuff?
The hell out of me.
I always kind
of
like this song, too.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Although he doesn't have this accent when he talks.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
I believe Screaming Goat appeared on.
All right, let's vote. Oh, by the way, one show that we're not including on the list, Monday Night at Trees. Orgy, Vampires Everywhere.
Oh, Vampires Everywhere.
Davey Suicide.
Oh, okay.
And Murder FM.
Gosh. There you go, Rich.
Mm. I don't know any
it's
of those
like
bands.
Crap that you like.
Not it's not any them. Crap that I listen to and never heard of them.
I'm going to go there dressed in formal wear and then slow dance with a girl.
Go for it.
Okay, biggest show coming to town this week is at Candidate 1 tonight at the Granada, Erykah Badu. Candidate 2, Thursday at the Arlington Music Hall, Clint Black. Candidate 3, Friday at the Verizon, Kelly Clarkson. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Windstar, Mary J. Blige. Candidate 5, Sunday at the Palladium, Coheed and Cambria. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the Windspear, Harry Belafonte, George.
Kelly Clarkson.
Gordo.
Clint Black.
Sorry?
You remember that.
What?
He doesn't.
You know who I voted for.
No, I don't. I didn't hear it.
And the second time he says it right, so we all have to go, oh, well, okay.
Clint Black. What? Why is everyone looking at me?
I believe you're dropping a consonant, sir.
I'm not. Talking normally.
Rich.
I like her music.
The
Erykah Badu.
The tickets own Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Jer.
Support Coheed and Cambria, but Kelly Clarkson.
Thank you.
Fernando.
Kelly Clarkson.
Me too. 5-1. Kelly Clarkson. Friday.
Yeah, the cowboy song.
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
A heartwarming story of people being nice to each other. Next.
I don't know what 1491 is. Do you have that?
That's 1491, that's when Columbus was on his way.
Kill.
What? Okay, I guess we're not
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.